Lift him up, October 29. The light of truth. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. God himself will work for Israel. Every lying tongue will be silenced. Angels' hands will overthrow the deceptive schemes that are being formed. The bulwarks of Satan will never triumph. Victory will attend the third angel's message. As the captain of the Lord's host tore down the walls of Jericho, so will the Lord's commandment-keeping people triumph, and all opposing elements be defeated. Let no soul complain of the servants of God who have come to them with a heaven-sent message. Do not any longer pick flaws in them, saying, "They are too positive, they talk too strongly." They may talk strongly, but is it not needed? God will make the ears of the hearers tingle if they will not heed his voice or his message. He will denounce those who resist the word of God. The purging and cleansing will surely pass through every church in our land that has had great opportunities and privileges, and has passed them by unheeded. More evidence is not what they want. They need pure and sanctified hearts to gather up and retain all the light that God has given, and then they will walk in that light. We need not say, "The perils of the last days are soon to come upon us." Already they have come. We need now the sword of the Lord to cut the very soul and marrow of fleshly lusts, appetites, and passions. May it pierce and divide in a far greater degree than it has ever yet done. I address the people of God who today are holding fast their confidence, who will not depart from the faith once delivered unto the saints, who stand amid the moral darkness of these days of corruption. The word of the Lord to you is, "I will rejoice in Jerusalem and joy in my people." Can we not here see the paternal love of God expressed to those who hold fast to the faith in righteousness? The closest relationship exists between God and his people. Not only are we objects of his sparing mercy, his pardoning love, we are more than this. The Lord rejoices over his people. He delights in them. He is their surety. He will beautify all who are serving him with a whole heart with the spirit of holiness. He clothes them with righteousness. He loves those who do his will, who express his image. All who are true and faithful are conformed to the image of his Son. In their mouth is found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God.